All right, so this is called to order at 6:40, and we're reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll start again. I pledge allegiance to the flag,
of the United States of America,
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'll call the roll. Bob Lisy?
Here.
Linda Fusco, I'm present. Danny Soto? Okay, so I'm going to mark Danny absent right now. We also have Ken Schultz from Imagineers participating and Zuri Harris. Zuri, do you know, was Herman planning to sit in at all?
He said he was, but I guess he's not present right now.
Okay, maybe all right. So if he joins us, that'll be fine. We're going to go to the approval of the minutes, and we can't really do a vote on them, but I just wanted to note two corrections that I saw. One was on page one, where Danny was marked absent, but he was absent in the beginning, but he did sign it on. He did vote on approval of minutes. I think he made motion on something else. So I just wanted to note that he did join the meeting. He wasn't absent for the entire meeting. And then on page four, update on ongoing issues at Steiger 101A and 101C, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 line, where it says went back to Herman, who was the contractor. Actually, it's not Herman, it's Vernon. Vernon Austin is the contractor.
I got it.
So, all right. So we can't vote on it, but I did want to note them. All right. Bob, anything you want to change or correct?
No, but I did notice on Danny that was absent because we did have a vote later on when he came on.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
That was it.
I'm going to put that aside. And under deletions, I don't actually know because we'd have to vote. But what I wanted to do was to add under new business a B, and that was discussion and possible action regarding the hiring of a part-time handyman versus a per diem worker to help Herman with after-hours emergency coverage. So if Danny gets on, I'll ask for a motion. But at least we'll have put it out there. I have no other corrections, additions, deletions to the agenda. Bob, was there anything that you wanted to talk about? If we can get no.
No, I'm fine.
All right. So we'll go to public portion. Aside from Ken, is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Going once, going twice. Okay. Then we're going to start at 7, old business. And Ken, we'll start with you. Always a pleasure. Thank you for
coming. Thank you. So just a quick update. It was provided in the packet, but just one correction there. I think, Zuri, I apologize. We have it as an April update when we're in May here. These months are just flying by. So not to confuse anybody, but what we provided was not for April, but for May. And there was four bullets identified in the update. On the Derby Housing Authority Family Self-Sufficiency Program, we're doing another mailing just to kind of continue working to increase the size of the program and see if we get more people to sign up. So that's ongoing. Just on the enrollment, continues to be positive. We're tracking that we're going to use all of the funds that HUD has provided for this year. But we want to send out letters. We already did to 20 more applicants on the waiting list that went out on April 25th. And the reason why is you have a large amount of reserves. It's like 400,000 in reserves. And honestly, it's too much. The HUD will start taking that money away. And they'll tell you that we should be issuing. So we just want to be proactive on that. And obviously we want to help families that can get help if there's funds available for it. Just another update, the third update on the waiting list purge. We're halfway through the process. We sent to 349 applicants. I think Marie explained what's behind us. But, you know, it's just a good practice to make sure that we have updated information. Sometimes families move and they don't provide updated information, or sometimes they're no longer interested, and it delays the process when we're trying to help folks. So every so often we have to kind of go through a purge and just make sure that people on the waiting list continue to want to be on the waiting list. And the final update is just on the audit response to HUD. So HUD had provided a email just requesting that we provide backup information to show that the 2019 issues that were present from that audit have been resolved. So it could be closed out. And we worked with Zura to get a draft together and provided all the backup information for it. I'm very confident that that's going to close it out because there's really shouldn't be no dispute about it. We've cycled through those files. The kind of things that were an issue from 2019 before, I guess when we arrived, was there was one file that was missing, and we've now recreated or started a new file. And then there was four that had missing information, another 10 that didn't have backup information. So we've cycled through all those files, and I'm happy to report that that should be closed out once and for all now. So good to get that one behind us. And that's
wonderful
it.
News, Ken.
Yeah,
that's great. I have just one question on the purge. So I'm aware of a couple who applied, and they've been on the waiting list. They're kind of far down. And he passed away. And I asked her, did she get a letter asking was she still interested? I think she's very confused. Should I have her reach out to Maria specifically, because she still needs housing?
Yeah, no, absolutely. If there's any confusion, have her reach out. It's kind of if there's a story that goes to it, someone missed it and we can document it, then obviously we're going to be gentle with taking people off a waiting list, especially when they've lost a loved one. But that Maria's, if you had given my name too, that might be helpful, because Maria's, she's in Florida right now with her grandkids for a little while, helping out. So, but she's still on the computer. She's just not as accessible on the phone. So if you give her my name or Maria's name, that would work. Yes.
I'll do that. I'll talk to her tomorrow and ask her to give you a call. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Zuri, Bob, any questions for Ken?
Yeah. Hey, Ken, when is the deadline?
For the purge?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm looking in the notes here. Yeah, so I think there's like another month because our update. Yeah, I didn't prepare that part. Maria's doing it. I'm sorry, I don't have the direct answer. But if you want, I can follow up tomorrow. She said in the update that we're halfway through the time deadline, so I would think it's another month here.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Ken.
Yep.
Always a pleasure.
Well, appreciate
Thanks,
it. Ken. And I can follow up with you on your email tomorrow morning if you would like. So I'll do that if you'd like.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Then I'm gonna cut out.
Talk
yep.
Soon.
Thank you. All right. Take
All right.
care.
Thank you.
Welcome. Bye-bye,
night,
guys.
Ken.
Have Bye-bye. A good night.
Bye. You too. All right. So we're at the monthly report from Elizabeth Gonzalez. Now she handed in her resignation effective last week. Correct, Zuri?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So she handed in quite a packet. It was a summary of her April work. It's a copy of her newsletter. I have to say, she did very thorough work. This was disappointing, to say the least. So,
yeah.
Bob, I think you gave some choices to Zuri on resumes that we have for replacements. I gave her some. Zuri, did you get any others?
No, I just took the top six, combined what each of us felt that we wanted to look into. And then the next would just be scheduling the interviews with them.
Okay.
Zuri,
my husband came
home. For, any commonalities among the selections to make it easier for you?
Well, I mean, a lot of them have case manager work, you know, outreach, community work. One of the people that applied was someone that I worked with, and she did a lot of the similar work in West Haven. So it's hard. We got a lot of good applications. So, you know, I've worked with this woman personally, so I can speak on her behalf, but the others, you know, were good as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Zori, tomorrow I'll give you some dates. Bob, did you hand in dates that you're available for interviews?
Next Wednesday is not a good day. That might be the only bad day. Is Wednesday. Okay. And probably Tuesday afternoon I can't do.
Okay. All right. I'll take a look. And I'll shoot you some dates. So Wednesday's out and Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Maybe Monday's too short notice, but I could probably do at this point off the top of my head, I think Monday and Tuesday morning. I could do any time on Monday and I think Tuesday morning.
Monday's not bad for me either.
Okay. Well, I can reach out to them, first thing and see when they're available and when I can schedule them. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. So if we have no more conversation on that, then I'm going to go to item C, which is request from property owner to purchase land behind Steiger Terrace. So we had asked him to have his surveyor draw lines to demarcate the area that he wants to purchase, and I didn't get that from him. They were all also asking, did the city have anything specific from Steiger in terms of property maps? And I asked Mark, and he said he looked and he didn't have anything, but he was going to recheck again, and I was kind of tied up this week, so I wasn't able to follow through with him. But we didn't get Mr. Trojanowski's map either, so I can work on it for next month. That's my only update. Any questions or discussion on that?
No. Pretty aware of all that.
Okay. Update on the status of Steiger Unit 34. That was the failed inspection. Zora, you want to talk about that?
Yes. So the windows are still, Herman did receive the windows. He has to install them. He mentioned something about cutting out, some things needed to be cut out in the unit, which was going to take him some time. So he's saying that the windows, there was a GFI, and then the kitchen sink had collapsed and there was mold. So he's saying that mid-May, it should be ready for a reinspection. And then for June 1st, hopefully a tenant can move into the unit.
Okay.
So those are the only outstanding issues with it at this point.
Oh, Danny just texted. He said, sorry, still working, can't at the moment. So I think he won't be joining us. Bob, did you have any questions on that?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. And the update on the ongoing issues, CC Manor 101A and 101C.
Yeah.
Sorry, do you want to talk about that too?
So the electrician, I know he went, I think it was 101A, I don't want to say the tenant's name,
right.
But the wiring in her unit, there was loose wiring, which the circuit breaker kept tripping. So that was recently fixed this week, where the wiring was tightened, and now she hasn't called it since with that issue. Before, every other day she was calling with that issue. And then as far as the AC units, Herman reached out to Jacozy and got him to come out, I think, next week to look at it and see what he can do as far as the AC units, because he believed they're weak, because they were filled with Freon and then all of a sudden they were nearly empty. So Jacozy is supposed to be coming out next week to try and see if they can repair them, because he says replacing them is going to be too much. It's going to cost too much to do that. You know, he didn't feel comfortable touching someone's work, but Herman did get him to try to help us and see if he can find a solution as far as the AC units are concerned.
That's been an ongoing issue, I want to say at least to December, with the fan leaking.
Right, yeah. So hopefully next week when they come out, they can, you know, figure out a solution, because the warm weather is approaching, and I know some of the tenants are getting worried, and I know one of them has breathing issues.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just
yeah.
trying to work, you know, quickly to get it resolved.
Hey,
that's
if we, on any bills, I'm going to turn them over to the attorney, because this was all,
right.
This was all given to the contractor while it was
right.
all under warranty. So
right.
he shouldn't be responsible for any of this. I know he just walked away, but.
Right. Yeah, there was a lot of, Herman said there were a lot of things that just weren't done properly, you know, because of his doing. So we're kind of undoing everything that he did, and it's been a lot, but, you know, hopefully we'll have a solution next week as far as what they can do with those AC units.
Is he keeping a list? Is he keeping like a running list of things that need to be repaired because of they were not installed correctly?
Oh, I believe so, yes. He's called me and we've spoken about it, but I'm sure he has a list of everything that needs to be repaired.
Okay, all right. So let's continue to keep that. And if there are bills behind it, then let's mm-hmm. keep track of the bills. And we'll talk to Attorney Samaruga.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, good sure. plan. Yep.
Okay, so under new yeah. business, you're at A, discussion and possible action on performance appraisal and proposed salary increase for Herman Martinez. So I guess we can't do any action, but we can certainly talk about it. So at the time that Herman was hired, we told him a review, I think in 90 days, correct, Suri? 90?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, with a good performance appraisal, then he would get a raise. And he's at the 90 or a little bit past, and he reminded right. us he's done a remarkably good job. Single-handedly.
Right.
The only thing, go ahead, Zuri.
No, I agree.
I would like to see him get the raise. Unfortunately,
yeah,
we can't vote on it.
You know, Linda, even though we can't vote on it, I think the minutes should discuss, especially for Herman's sake, that we
mm-hmm.
discussed it and are, you know, very, you know, appreciative of the excellent work that he's done, and that as soon as we can vote on that, we can, you know, we can have the salary increase be retro back to, you know, whenever we want to start this, even because we don't want to wait till next month.
Right, right. I mean, I can call a special meeting if I can get, you know, Danny to give me a time that he thinks he might not be working. If he's got a day off during the week or something, maybe we could call a special meeting to do this. But yes, we'll have the minutes reflect that he's done a wonderful job single-handedly, done all of the on-call without complaints. Although I think since Shana sent a letter to residents outlining what was considered an emergency call, the frivolous kind of things that we were getting before have lessened quite a bit, but it's still hard to be the only person covering.
Right, right.
Right. All right.
But we do want to let him know we are going to increase his salary.
Okay.
Based on performance.
Yep. I'm writing that down. All right. So are we done with this? And then we'll just at least have
yeah.
a little bit of a conversation about what I was proposing. So I happened to mention to Zuri that he did a bit of overtime, and we certainly don't want to lose him. So that kind of generated a conversation between Zuri and I about whether or not we need another part-time worker, or Zuri suggested per diem, because he's not really complaining that he's got too much work. But he's saying that sometimes the on-call, Zuri, you had the conversation, you probably can explain it better.
Yes, so once the locks are done at Steiger, once he's finished replacing those, he said he can pretty much bang out the work orders. But the on-call he was concerned about, you know, he comes from East Haven, so sometimes it might take him a while to get here. And he would just like to share that responsibility of the job and the trash that he does on the weekends. I guess before with the maintenance, you guys had two people and they were able to take turns. So it wasn't
correct.
So much the work orders themselves. It was more of the on-call situation. So I thought that it would be a good idea to have someone per diem or on call for when he needs that extra help instead of a part-timer.
Yeah, but don't we, Zuri, he's coming to do the trash?
Yes, on the week.
That's the thing we need to take away from him.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who's going to do it.
Yeah, right. I know that's a problem.
Right. Because if you remember, Ellen had a tenant doing it, and we stopped her from doing that because of liability issues.
Oh.
Right.
Okay. So who would be responsible if Herman didn't do that on the weekends?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know, it's tough. I
it is.
Because there is really nobody to do it.
Right.
You know,
and I want to say, if I recall correctly, when we were using Imagineers, were we paying like $200 or $300 a weekend?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Right.
Wow.
Right. It was an excessive amount of money.
Yep.
But I mean, if we could, I don't know if we can find a per diem person, but if we could find a per diem, we would make that first and foremost their responsibility.
Right. That's right.
Right.
Because Herman could take it in on Monday morning. It's just a matter of getting someone to put it out on Sunday night, correct?
I think he said by Monday morning it's too late. I thought he said something to me about. I'd have to ask him again. I know he was talking with me about it once.
I think they have to go out on Sunday night, but he could bring them back in on Mondays, correct?
I believe so. I'd have to check with him to be sure.
Okay.
To get the process. I'll write that down and ask him tomorrow.
Okay. So Bob, what do you think of that maybe?
Yeah, listen, I know we've had a problem. If we can find somebody and be very clear that, you know, the on call would include Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can find somebody, I mean, it doesn't even take that long. Really, you know,
it's true.
It's not that bad. You know, right. Just get it done and you're going to get paid.
Right.
I wonder if we could talk to Lou about doing that, you know, and seeing if Lou would be willing to pick up some of the on-call stuff, because Lou's right here in Derby.
Lou Alua?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know him. Do you know him, Lynn?
I do. He doesn't live too far from me.
You know what? It's worth a shot.
Yeah.
It hurts.
I mean, he worked for us before. His work was phenomenal.
Right. So why don't you give it a shot with him?
All right. I'll do that.
Let's see what happens.
Sounds good. And if you know of anybody, too, I have to talk to Franny Peppy tomorrow.
The one person I did know was from the Ansonia Housing Authority, but he was looking for full-time. But, you know, I can say, listen, I mean, at least if you're not working, at least per diem is better than nothing.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So I'll reach out on my end.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll talk to Lou, and we'll
see. Right.
You know, hopefully maybe next week we can do the special meeting and we can, you know, get that done, too.
Okay.
All right.
I think those were his only concerns. The on-call, that was pretty much it. The, you know, the weekend work and stuff like that, so.
Well, tell him we're working on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you flew in tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
And so if there's no more discussion on that, we'll move to your report, the subsidized housing coordinator's report. Sorry.
Yeah. So Steiger, unit 14, the unit passed inspection, but it's still vacant. We're waiting for someone to reply from the waiting list. And then as far as unit 34, that's the same situation with the windows. It should be ready for June the 1st. Unit 22, Margaret Crouch. I'm working with Joe Franco, the attorney. City Hall was able to give me her death certificate. So we do have verification of that. And Joe Franco is now going through the process where he has to reach out to the next of kin. There's just legal steps he has to take before we can gain access to her unit. So the letters are being sent to the two sons that, or to her emergency contact that we had in her file. So we can hopefully gain access to her unit and turn it over.
Okay.
CC Manor is the situation as far as 101 A and C is, you know, the heat. Jacozy is going to come out to see if they can assess that. As far as Guardiano, unit 11, that unit is still on hold. The tenant that had the complaint with HUD said that she wanted it, then she changed her mind. So Joe Franco is trying to see if, you know, we can release that unit so that someone else on the waiting list can take that. Because I guess it's been going on for months now, the complaint that she's filed with HUD. And then unit 15, that's also vacant. The last applicant that I showed the unit to, she refused. So we're also reaching out to someone else on the waiting list to see if they're interested in the unit. The miscellaneous, so Herman has gotten, has had appointments with Chad from Remote Video. Today he met with Michael from United Alarms, or Shelton Alarms was their old name. So the last quote is coming from Stefano, Reliable Technologies, because I know that we need three. He's going to be sending sometime next week so we can see, you know, which system we want to go with. And I think that's it as far as the elderly site. And
so Bob,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to clarify for Bob that the bids that she's talking about is to look into cameras, because the residents have been asking for a long, long time.
No,
go ahead.
No, I know. That's one thing we've talked about in the past as well, though.
Right. And you know, maybe it's time to see what we can afford. The mayor sent this gentleman, Chad, to us. I guess he's going to be doing some work from the city. And he's got kind of a nice system where it's interactive. If people are where they're not supposed to be, someone will say, you need to move along, or, you know, you're not supposed to be here. It was really an interesting system. But I have no idea. You know, I was hoping that because he was doing other work for the city, that we might be able to get a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So we'll see. Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry, Gary. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Then the last report, the vendor history report, that's just a list of all of the vendors that were paid for the month of April.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that would be it.
All right.
Bob, any questions for Zuri?
No, I was there this afternoon, and, you know, so
yeah,
I'm good.
Okay. So we don't need executive session. We can skip over that. We can move right to adjournment. And I guess we can't even vote on that. So it is, it's 7:10, and we will adjourn.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
We'll be talking.
Yep.
Good night.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's close to the big girl. Here in the middle.
$80.